Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcome on the island many miles away from home. Be welcome on the island without thee. Longing for the sun, you will come to the
better wake up. And I don't mean just wake up to the facts that we're facing. People better get fired up. They better get their heads screwed on straight, because if you study history, there are times when powerful, corrupt systems take over societies, take over populations, take over empires, and then purge the living daylights out of everybody, and then use that slave population to launch wars of conquest. And America's already been captured for a long time and been used for globalist conquest, both corporate, cultural, spiritual, military, ecclesiastical. And there's major opposition to them all over the world, so they've decided not to back down. They've decided to triple down. So I have an incredible responsibility here on air right now. And again, I don't say this to sound powerful or to sound important. The enemy knows this broadcast is important. The enemy knows I've got their number, unlike anyone else. This is what I do. But you don't even need me to tell you about this anymore. You see it, don't you? And it's going to get a lot worse. I'm going to say this for the thousandth time, probably, or more. I'm not doing this because I'm a hero. I'm not doing it because I'm brave. I want you to get this in your head for yourself. I'm doing it because the prospect of letting this New World Order, anti-human, transhumanist death cult have control of our lives is hell on earth and absolutely unacceptable. Again, it'd be like if we were in a fishing boat in the Gulf of Mexico out 50 miles catching fish, and for some reason there was an explosion in the engine, it blew a hole in the boat, and the pump went out, and the captain says, all right, there's 20 of us on this fishing boat. We got a bunch of pots and pans and milk jugs. Get in there and start bailing or we're going to sink. I wouldn't be a hero down there busting my ass bailing the damn water out to get back to shore. You know, back in the days where you had the Coast Guard. Oh, Alex, you're such a hero bailing water. What the hell are you talking about? I'm a hero? Stop telling me I'm a hero and help me bail the damn water. Again, this is not an entertainment show. This isn't just some genre of media. And you could choose to believe me or not. And, oh, he's that eccentric, wacky guy. I've been interviewing the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the former judge advocate general of the Pentagon. I mean, I've interviewed them all before they died. Admiral Moore. General Benton K. Parton. I mean, just I've interviewed hundreds of these people, and they were the ones telling me the plan decades and decades ago, and I'm just a young guy and doing my own research and confirming this was going on, and I listened to them. I didn't pull this stuff out of my ass. And because people were awakened on to this, I mean, they tried back in the 60s, 7277 memorandum from the State Department to do all this crap and trigger a civil war and bring in total control into the Republic, but we stopped them. And we're going to stop them again. But every globalist publication, from the New York Times, the London Guardian, to the Atlantic Monthly, they're all telling you civil war, martial law, and they got the movies and all of it prepared. And then all their surrogates are all over the place saying, civil war is coming. It's all Trump's fault. He's going to have the military kill you. Now, that's so they can bait and switch it while he's president-elect and they use the military on him after they trigger a bunch of stuff and false flags to blame Trump supporters. Or if he gets in, they've got legislation introduced under Senator Blumenthal to strip the executive the power of the military domestically, which is a constitutional crisis and a legislative coup against the executive. So they're blurring the lines there. So they've got different tracks. But now, like a bunch of parrots on methamphetamine, all of them, Raskin, Podesta, Carville, Harris, all of them are running around saying Trump's going to kill us with the military. Trump's going to cause a civil war. Trump's going to come hunt down the black people. That, now, obviously, there's no evidence of that. It's completely preposterous. But they're going to stage the false flags. Clearly, that's what they need. It makes no sense if they don't do it. And then they're telling you Trump's people are going to get violent when the election is contested and when the votes don't come in for weeks. So first they say a couple days last week. I told you that was coming. And then they say 4 days. And now they say 5 days. And now they're saying a week, maybe 2 weeks. See? And they're pre-programming. The Trump supporters are going to get violent. The Trump supporters are going to get violent. And they're going to provide that with their provocateurs, J6 2.0, on steroids to the 10th power. And they're saying that. And it turns out top globalists have had a war game where there's a new January 6th and martial law. And Homeland Security is running a drill starting on election day of that happening, using it as the cover for their actual operational command center, just like Operation Lockstep and Event 201 with the COVID. What are you doing with a martial law battle plan? Oh, it's just a drill. What's this command center? It's just for the drill that matches what's happening in live time. Starting Election Day, 2024 Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference. Hey, why do you have these plans for the martial law takeover? Oh, it's just a drill. Oh, really? Is the executive order reissued and changed by Biden and then put into a new Pentagon memorandum? Is that just a drill? Is this a drill? No. It's not. A drill. And I'm going to be going over that. I know I showed it to you probably 30 times the last month, but I'll show it to new viewers. They're like, oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. Sure. Sure. Martial law, right? Yeah. Oh, look. Oh, look, Mattis is out saying Trump's going to be a dictator. It's super dangerous. They're all saying it. Oh, Trump's going to use the military on us. And then who's really going to do that? DOD directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force. And you can read in our article in InfoWars with a link to the Pentagon website, lethality and lethal force against U.S. citizens. And that's important, but more important is that they're now making it public. This has been on the books secretly for a while, but it's all about intelligence, the military taking over during civil unrest, and the breakdown of civil society. And let me actually show you the document. DOD Manual 5240.01, Procedures Governing the Conduct of DOD Intelligence Activities. It is a long document. You might want to go read it. It's 56 pages long. You might want to read pages 12, 13, and 14, but all of it's very important, and it is a martial law activation plan, a directive, not a drill. Operating off the reissued Executive Order 12333. We'll get back into that. But we do bring the receipts here. Oh, what's all these drills going on for a cyber attack and the power turning off and the election being shut down? Oh, it's just a drill. Yeah, just a drill. What's this drill of hijacked planes flying in the World Trade Center and Pentagon on 9/11? Oh, we just so happen to have the exact same drill, the exact same scenario, the exact same day, set up for 6 months. Look that up. ABC News. Oh, just a drill, right? That's why countries never like war games on their border, because they'll give us a war game. Oh, our troops are on your border just for a war game. Bam, hit you. Like Panama, 1989. So first, let's play some of the new clips, and then we'll drill into what's going on and how we stop it. But I'll tell you again how we stop it. Things like this are so horrible, so over the top, so criminal. We have a normalcy bias. And the first stage of, you know, you're 68 years old or whatever you are, and you go in for a checkup, your stomach's been hurting. They say, we want to do a scan. They go, you got a big old tumor in your stomach. And at first you're like, no, I don't. That can't be true. And then you bargain with it, and then you decide you got to have surgery, and then you find it didn't work, it metastasized, and then you accept you're going to probably be dead soon. Well, unlike a cancer, we can stop this. This is political and cultural and spiritual. But you have to admit